a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor?
Neighbor? How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. You see this box that I brought in? It has 5 holes on the top, and they're called air holes, so that air can get in. There's something live in here. I'll take it to the kitchen to show you. All right? Can you hear it? First of all, I need something to cover the table. I stopped by the McFeelys earlier today, and they had some of these that were hatching. See what it is? A little chicken. It's a baby chicken. Stay over here, okay? And when this chicken was hatched, its feathers were all wet because it had just come out of the inside of the egg, and so the feathers were all close to its body. And after a while, they dried off and it got fluffy. Look at it. Little peep peep. Mm-hmm. And it will grow up to be a hen. But there are places that it can get right now, and things that it can do that it can't do when it's a lot bigger. Just like children. There are things that children can do that grown-ups can't, you know? Who can crawl under a table? Who can sit under a chair? Who can fit their feet in little shoes and sleep most anywhere? Who can play very much longer, play much harder than grown-ups ever dare? You're a child, so you can do it, you can do it anywhere. Who can wake up every morning and be ready right away? Who can notice all the tiny things that other people say? Who can make the things they play with something different for every single day? You're a child, so you can do it, you can do it anyway. Roll in the grass, squish in the mud, lick an ice cream cone, sing to a bass, splash in a flood, by a stepping stone, all alone. Who can put your hand in my hand and be ready to feel all safe and strong? You're a child, so you can do it. Children do it all life long.
about to go to sleep. I'll take you back to see your brothers and sisters. That place where the McFeelys are hatching the chicks. I knew a little girl who used to lie in my arms and fall asleep ever so easily while I would be rocking her. Her name was Laura. I think maybe I'll call this Peep Peep Laura. I'll call the McFeelys and see if this is a good time to bring her back. You're a great little peep. Yeah. Phone's just ringing and ringing. Maybe Mrs. McFeely's outside. Oh, hello, Mrs. McFeely. This is Fred Rogers. Oh, I'm sorry. Well, I was just going to ask if it would be a good time to come over to bring the chick back. Oh, all right. Well, we will. We'll come in a little while then. Surely. Yes, I'm sorry. Bye-bye. Mrs. McFeely was taking a nap, and I wakened her. She said, come in a little while. Well, we can have time for some make-believe now, right? Here, you stay there. Sure. Sorry to have wakened her. Here. Oh, trolley. Now, what was it that we pretended yesterday? Something about King Friday in a rocking throne. Yeah, why don't we pretend that today King Friday decides to have Cornflake especially make that rocking throne? Okay? And then afterwards, we'll take Laura back to the place where the chickens are hatching. Okay? Neighborhood of make-believe.
Yes, the trolley. Royal trolley.
Certainly is, King Friday.
You see, Mr. McFeely, the reason I want this new throne is that sometimes I have such trouble sitting still.
Well, I know what you mean, King Friday.
So I thought a rocking throne would be splendid. You know, I could rock back and forth and back and forth.
Well, I can see what you mean.
Yes, well, you'll be able to see even better. I have a picture back here in just a moment. Here it is.
Yes.
What do you think of that?
Well, that's very royal indeed, King Friday.
You see, it can just go back and forth. Well,
and back and
if
forth.
You'll take that picture to Mr. Peshley and tell him that I would like to have some kind of a rocking throne just as soon as possible.
Well, I'm sure he'll be glad to do it, King Friday.
Of course he will. Rocking throne maker to a king. Now run along, McFeely.
Yes, King Friday, speedy delivery to you.
Speedy delivery, yes.
There now. That rocking chair's all finished. Oh, boy. I'm getting sleepy. Maybe I'll just go inside for a little nap. Come along, new rocking chair. Come along. Oh, big job. Maybe I'll just put a sign out that says I'm taking a little nap. There it is. Closed for nap time. Oh, I really feel like it.
Speedy delivery. Speedy delivery. Corny. Corny.
What's the matter, Mr. McFeely? Can't you read?
Well, as a matter of fact, I can.
Well, then, take a look at this.
Closed for nap time. Well, I'm sorry, Courtney, but I just wanted to talk to you about this.
Don't you suppose it could wait, Mr. McFeely?
Well, I suppose it could, but...
Well, then tell me a little later on. I'm taking a nap.
But you don't understand. Courtney, it's about a rocking chair thrown for the king, for King Friday. I don't think he understands. Now I don't know what to do. I don't want to bother him, but I think he would want to know about this, about the king's order. Maybe I should wake him up. After all, a king's throne is a pretty important order. But if I wake him up, maybe he'll just be angry at me because I woke him up. He'll be really angry at me then. I don't know what to do. I just think about this. Aha! I know what I'll do. I'll leave him a note. That's what I'll do. I'll leave him a note. Yes, and then he'll be able to see it when he wakes up. He'll see the note. Now my pad and pencil here. Well, that was a good idea. Feely, start out. Dear Corny, the king wants you to make him a rocking throne. That's it. Make sure it's a rocking throne. Righty. Let me see. Now here's the picture. Put the picture up there so he'll see it. Better tell him about it. Here is a picture of what he wants. I'll sign it. Sincerely yours, Mr. McFeely. That's me. Speedy delivery. Let me see. Where should I put this? Then I'll just set it right here. He'll see it right by the picture.
Mr. McFeely.
Why, Corny? That certainly was a short nap you had.
I didn't take a nap, Mr. McFeely.
You didn't?
No, I just kept lying there and thinking, did I hear him right?
Did you hear who right, Corny?
You. Did I hear you say, just as I went inside, that King Friday wants a rocking throne and he wants me to build it?
Well, that's what you heard, Corny. That's what he wants.
Mr. McFeely, I am sorry that I was so cross with you. I get that way when I'm sleepy sometimes.
Well, so do I sometimes too, Corny. But here's a picture right over here of something. Of the throne, the rocking throne that King Friday wants. It's something like it.
Well, when does he want it?
Well, he said as soon as possible.
Oh, boy, and I've got other rockets to make and all sorts of things. Hey, would you ask X the Owl if he could help me a bit at the factory?
Already, I'll just run right over there and ask him. Speedy delivery to you, Corny.
Oh, thank you, Mr. McFeely. Ooh. Oh, this is quite a job. Quite a job indeed. I do hope X will be able to help me.
Corny.
Oh, Miss Prolificant.
Oh, Corny, I just heard the good news. Congratulations, throne maker to the king.
Oh, well, thanks. You know, I almost didn't hear the good news because I wasn't listening to Mr. McFeely telling it to me.
Why not?
Oh, I was tired. But now I'm going to get some good manufacturing done.
You really enjoy that manufacturing, don't you, Corny?
I certainly do. Imagine manufacturing a rocking throne for a king. I'm a man who manufactures chairs. I'm a man who manufactures chairs everywhere. I'm a man who manufactures chairs and rocking thrones and all sorts of things. Oh, boy, I better get to it, Miss Prolificate.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye-bye, Corny. Oh, Trolley, there are busy times ahead for Corny.
Did you ever try to tell someone something very important and that person just wouldn't listen? It's hard to know what to do at a time like that, isn't it? Well, when Cornflake especially finally realized what Mr. McFeely wanted, he was really happy. I think it's time, Laura, that we go over to the McFeelys. Yeah, and you'll be able to see other chickens hatching. I think they'll still be hatching there when we get there. You know, they're inside their shell at first, and then they go peck, 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 like that, and make a little hole in the shell, and then come out. Okay, let's go. Come on, I'll put you in the box so that I can carry you carefully. Ready to come with me to the McFeelys? Come along.
Hi, Mr. Rogers.
I brought Laura back.
How's
That's
she
what
doing?
We call her. Fine.
I'm glad you gave her a name. Hello, chicken.
That's Laura Peep Peep. Well, I'm sorry to have wakened you earlier.
Well, you didn't know I was asleep.
No, that's true. Oh, a lot more have hatched.
Isn't that nice?
Yes. Look here and see how...
There's one. There's one hatched. Just coming out. The shell. See, there it comes. Isn't that wonderful?
Didn't Laura want to... Oh, yes.
And then you can see a few more with the beaks just peeking out.
Coming right out of the egg.
Yeah, they have to peck at the shell, peck, 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 until they peck away a hole big enough for them to stick their head out.
But this isn't the kind of egg that we eat.
Oh, no. The kind of eggs we eat don't have chickens inside. That's for sure. I want to put her down here. You see, when they get nice fluffy feathers and they're all dried out after being born. See, here's another one I can put down below.
That's a lovely one. Yes, that is quite dry.
Mm-hmm.
But when they're first born, they're pretty wet, huh?
Yes, they're very wet. And they're a little bit sleepy sometimes. It takes a lot of energy for them to get out.
Have a little sleep. This one's getting dried off.
A little sleep for the
peep. This one just came out of its shell.
Mm-hmm. Looks happy. Pretty crowded in there. Do you see another one that I can take out? Oh, I think this one. One more. I think I can put him down below, don't you think? Him or her.
Mm-hmm. Down with the fluffy ones.
Down with the fluffy ones. I've been so happy watching these chickens hatch and watching over them.
Will you take them back to the farm, the mother hen?
Oh, yes. I just wanted to see these hatch, and I wanted you to see them hatch. And then we'll take them back to the mother. These chickens came from some friends of ours called the McConnells. I don't know if you've ever met them.
I'm not sure. There's a McConnell farm way out of town.
That's the one. Huh? They have these chickens, but what they mostly do is they have horses, and they... take people for rides. David and I sometimes go out there, and they're wonderful people.
Oh, is that their business?
Yep. And we have a movie that I want to show you after you look at these peeps.
Okay.
It's a movie that shows the children who help take care of the horses and help take people on rides. And I want to show you how helpful these children are.
Well, is it all right to leave these chicks?
Oh, they'll be all right. We'll check on them when we come back.
All right.
Be right back, chickens.
Goodbye, peep peeps.
Come on, Mr. Rogers.
Okay.
We've had a busy time here. Showed you a film earlier this week when we just came back. Another film now.
Mm-hmm.
Whole incubator full of chickens.
Busy family you are.
Here's a movie. I got it all ready for you.
Okay.
Here's a movie about Jill and Patty McConnell. Those are the two girls and how they take care of horses and take people on rides.
Oh, good.
Okay.
Want me to turn the lights out?
Oh, yes. Would you mind? I guess we could see better. Okie doke. Here we go. There goes Patty on her horse. She's bringing the horses down from the pasture in the morning.
Oh, they sleep outside at night.
Yes. You hardly see her. They run down. There she comes. There's the rail where they tie the horses up, and her big brother, Bill. Comb the horses so they'll be clean and look nice. There's Jill, Patty's older sister. Saddling the horses.
Saddles on them so people can sit on the saddle and ride.
Right. There's Jill getting up on a horse. And Pam. And Mr. Michaels, people who come to ride. Off onto the trail, Patty and Jill lead the people, show them how to go. Walking and going faster. Horses back up, and then they feed them.
Don't they?
Certainly do. Horses have their dinner, and the girls go home for their dinner. There it is, Mr. Rogers.
I remember the time that you had a horse out in your yard, and I rode it around the circle.
That was a short ride. Someday you should come with us on one of our longer rides. Could you turn off the lights again?
Turn it.
Wanted you to see those people.
Thank you for showing that to me.
Good friends of David's and mine.
Boy, chickens and horses. You have everything.
Well, now I want to go look at those chickens, because Patty and Jill told me to take good care of them, and I want to make sure I do.
Yeah.
They take good care of their horses, and I take good care of their chickens for today.
I'll take one more look before I go.
It's a box full of life, isn't it, Mr. Rogers?
Mm.
Oh, one of them. That one's walked clear over to there.
Yes.
They're really doing well.
See if we can find Laura. Oh, look, I think she's clear over here.
And she wanted to see me before you went.
Bye, Laura. We'll check on you again sometime at the farm. Thanks, Mrs. McFeely.
Come back again.
Have a good day.
Oh, I will. Bye. These chickens.
Did you notice how many things those children do on that farm? Hmm. Some of the things seem like play, and some of the things seemed like work. Do you ever work to help your family? Makes children feel good when adults ask them to do things for them, doesn't it? Especially things that you can do very well. Makes you really feel part of the family. family's all part of your history.
Sure.
Just like chicks, babies. I was born a baby, and then I grew, and I grew, and I grew, and I grew, and I grew. And now I can do what a baby couldn't do. My story is my history. Everybody has a history. Everybody has a name. Everybody has a story. No one's story's exactly the same as anybody else's. Because you see, in the beginning, you were born a baby, and then you grew, and you grew, and you grew, and you grew, and you grew. And now you can do what a baby couldn't do. Your story is your history. Your story is your history. It is. And your insides are part of your history, and your outsides are part of your history. And I like both your insides and your outsides. Gives me a good feeling to know that we're friends. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. You always make it a special day for me. Yeah, whether we're talking about chicks or play or work or whatever, you know how you make it special? Because you're the only person in the world who's like you. Yeah, you yourself. And I like you just that way. I'll be back. Bye.
Gave the money to make this television visit are the people of the Sears Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.